is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering. We tried
Frisch's two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I am Bryant Billing here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Tonight, in for Jack Kramer, joined by Chuck McBee. We are here for a Three Rivers Conference opener between the visiting Milton Union Bulldogs and the home Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Lehman enters tonight's game with a 2-1 overall record. Milton Union was 1-2 through its first three games. Happy to be with you again tonight, Chuck. We were here to see Lehman and Southeastern in a non-conference game 2 weeks ago, not even a full 2 weeks ago, as that was on a Saturday, and we are here for a Thursday night football game. It was an entertaining game, that one, and a close one. Lehman had no problems the following week as they dominated at Benjamin Logan, and it should be interesting to see Lehman tonight try to start TRC play on a good note and beat Milton Union, which has not lost a conference game yet through the first 2 years of the revived TRC. Different Milton Union team this year, though. They lost a ton from last year, including Blake Broomball. He was the big star, the CM star receiver and star running back. And I know you got to see him in basketball a couple of times, right, over the years, right?
Yep. Good athlete.
Very tough to replace such a group. What can you do as a coach when you lose so many players? They had 12 first-team all-conference players that they lost.
Well, they graduated 18 seniors, and that is a lot for a big Division I school. It's a lot for a Division V school like Milton Union, and they're you got to build off of what they did. You got to hope that they learned what made them as good as they were. Their practice, you know, the way they come in, their mindset, and they just have to win the games that they should win.
And there will be some opportunities for that, no doubt, as TRC play goes on for Milton Union. They get the tough challenge in Lehman tonight, which has been off to a good start. One thing Milton has going for it is veteran head coach Brett Pierce. He is in his second stint as the team's head coach. Always good to have a longtime head man like that leading the program. We will hear from Coach Pierce and from Lehman coach Dwayne Rowley coming up later here in our pregame coverage on scoresbroadcast.com. We're going to pause for a commercial break before that. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for a Three Rivers Conference game between Lehman and Milton Union. Lehman Catholic won the toss and elected to receive. They'll get the ball first to start. The coin toss just having taken place. Right now, here for you on Scores, we have an interview that Jack Kramer, our fearless leader, did with Lehman coach Dwayne Rowley earlier this week. Rowley, who was in his first season at Lehman, said this week that his quarterback, 6'5" Donovan O'Leary, is off to a great start to his senior season. He would love to have back a few of the picks thrown against Southeastern a couple of weeks ago, but O'Leary has thrown for nearly 600 yards already and rushed for more than 300 in three games. Coach Rowley noted during a conversation with Jack that O'Leary turned in a great performance versus a sizable Benjamin Logan squad last week.
Yeah, Donovan's very talented quarterback, big size, 6'5", 215, had four touchdowns on the ground, threw for two, had a defensive pick six, threw for over 200 yards, ran for over 100 himself, and it's a good compliment that he has outside with, you know, Seth Kanapke, Devin Pride, and then Turner Lachey. Turner Lachey had another 100-yard receiving game against Ben Logan, so that's his second of the year, and just starting to really exploit our weapons and make the defense spread out and try to guard the full width of the field.
You mentioned Kanapke, really good plays on the outside. He was tough to stop.
Yeah, Kanapke's a solid receiver. Very versatile. So normally he played our split wide receiver. We had an injury, so we moved him to inside.
Yep.
He was able to really exploit the linebackers and give us that depth, you know, at that position, being very versatile, good route runner, good set of hands, fast. So it's hard to really match up a linebacker with him. And then if they put the safety over top, we can really run our offense.
Hey, Devin Pride really rounding into his own. Fun imagining where he might be had he gotten the full season in 1 year ago.
Yeah, Devin taking that year off last year, kind of setting back a little bit. But now he's starting to get into the groove, understand the offense more. Both him and his brother, Duran, the game is starting to slow down to him a little bit. So they're able to see everything that we're coaching them up on. Yep. And be more of an athletic, instinctual player versus just a textbook player.
Hey, Ben Logan featured an outstanding offensive front, defensive front, some large young men along the line of scrimmage. Your veteran presence up front did the job and took over the game.
Yeah, both sides of the ball, offensive and defensive line, controlled the line of scrimmage, which was key going into that game with Ben Logan being big. Had several players that were good, 6'5", 6'6", just big kids. But our offense line, they knew coming in the season, we had to control the line of scrimmage to really move the ball and then also to keep our opponents on their heels. They did a very good job. As you mentioned, the veteran group, you know, all led up front by 3-4 year starters. They're really starting to lock in.
Hey, one by one, highlight that offensive line. Give them credit.
Yeah, definitely give them credit. Started in the center, Ethan Stiver, you know, 4 year starter on both sides of the ball, really anchors down that offensive line. Then you got the guard play with Jace Olding and Seth Kennedy. Seth Kennedy, another 4 year player, really anchoring down both sides of the ball. Very smart, big physical kid. And on the tackles, we have Jace Olding. I'm sorry, not Jace Olding, but J.D. Barhorst, another senior. And we have Ryan Ford playing the right tackle. Third-year player, but really starting to see the field and starting to develop his own. You know, with him and J.D. on the edges, they really secure and give Donovan a nice pocket and obviously give our running backs nice running lanes.
Jack Kramer with Lehman Catholic head football coach Dwayne Rally. Before tonight's game between Lehman and Milton Union, Southeastern won again. You'd love to have that game back from a couple weeks ago. And, boy, if you could have limited a couple of turnovers here or there, you would have been in that contest right to the last series.
Yeah, we really want to play Southeastern again, take that game back. Playing, you know, pretty solid, but then we had five turnovers that really just shot ourselves in the foot. We take away those five turnovers. Could be a very different game. Not sure of the outcome, but we're really looking forward to seeing them again down the road.
Now, where are you now, week three, heading into week four? What's the point of emphasis at practice in advance of the Milton Union game on a Thursday night?
Yeah, so our emphasis the last couple weeks is just basic fundamentals, going back to sticking to fundamentals, trusting the coaching. And really, we've backed off of the hitting during practices, trying to keep our kids healthy and really focus on the mental, fundamental aspect of the game. And then taking what we teach on practice field to the game field and allowing the kids to not think as much and just play and excel.
A quick analysis of special teams, place kicking game, punting game, coverages. How are you performing?
Kicking game, we're doing pretty well. Daniel Carlisle is being a good weapon for us on the PAT. We really need to lock in on our kick returns. We've given up two kick returns in three games, which is not ideal at all. So we really need to lock that down. Get Daniel to put the ball in better placement. Punting wise, you know, our punter is Donovan O'Leary's. When he's had to punt, been pretty good punts, good coverage, and in return game, you got Turner Lachey, and then the two Pride boys back there in both aspects of kick return, punt return. So they're starting to develop and give us, you know, good field position whenever we get the ball.
A quick turnaround this week, Thursday game, Labor Day factored in. It's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little different. We were in here Saturday and just told the kids we're going to move in, you know, really fast, focus on this game. Tree a Saturday like our normal Saturday, and then the coaches were here, you know, 6 hours on Saturday, several hours on Sunday, and then now we're here Monday morning for a lifting session, and then we'll be on the practice field for a good 2.5 hours, really speeding everything up.
Milton Union is Milton Union when it comes to football. Perhaps not quite as strong or deep as Milton Union's been in the recent past.
Yeah, not as skilled. Obviously, last year they had Blake Broombaugh and several seniors. Graduated a lot of them. Very good, talented class. This year's team is going to be big up front, try to be physical, but we have to match that physicality. Very well-coached team. Coach Pierce does a pretty good job preparing his kids. They haven't lost a conference game, so we're going on the field Thursday, being locked in and really trying to give them that first conference loss.
That was Layman coach Dwayne Rowley. This, again, is the opening night for Three Rivers Conference play. In addition to Milton and Layman facing off here tonight at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Conference games tomorrow are Troy Christian at Covington, Miami East at Northridge, and Bethel at Riverside. Brett Pierce is the head coach at Milton Union. His first tenure as head coach there spanned from 2000 to 2012, when the Bulldogs went to the playoffs 6 times, including the school's first ever playoff game and first ever playoff win. Coach Pierce's second tenure began in 2019. His best club ever was probably last season's excellent 13-1 team that advanced to a Division V regional final. Pierce was the Southwestern Buckeye League Coach of the Year 4 times and was twice named Miami Valley Football Coaches Association D4 Coach of the Year. Jack talked with Coach Pierce this week about his long, successful coaching run at Milton Union.
Two stints covering 17 years. You were on the gridiron coaching back in the day when Chuck Asher was at Layman Catholic, Steve DeWitt was at Catholic Central. That's when the Southwest Rivers Conference was still alive.
Right. My first year here was 2000. It was the last year of the old SRC. And we did. We played Catholic Central and Versailles and, of course, Layman. And I got to learn a lot by watching guys like Chuck Asher and Al Hetrick and Steve DeWitt coach. And you know, we lost to Versailles by 5 that year. And it's the only year I have ever coached against Versailles. So I always tell people I was one holding penalty away from saying Al Hetrick never beat me. But no, we learned a lot from playing teams like that. We weren't very good those first couple of years, but we could see teams that were good, and we had something to model ourselves after.
And you've seen transformation of high school football over these almost two decades.
In more ways than one, I've seen this program transform into something that hopefully is a contender year after year, and I've seen the game kind of transform. You know, away from a little physicality and, you know, all the rules that are going in now and number of kids who are willing to put in the work. That's all a bunch of changes that we've seen.
You've had 4 or 5 outstanding teams here at Milton Union, including last year, which was maybe your very best ever.
It definitely is up there with some of our best. We went 10-0 in the regular season, won our first 3 mm-hmm. playoff games, finally lost in the regional final. So definitely last year was one of our high points here.
You've got maybe just, what, 3 or 4 starters returning?
That's correct. We had 18 seniors last year, and we have 4 starters back. That's two on each side returning. So mm-hmm. We're a work in progress. We see some flashes of greatness out of our guys, but we also see growing pains. And so we are just trying to get better week to week right now and hopefully build ourselves into a strong club.
Highlight the quarterback position, skill players around him. Who will we be talking about tonight during play-by-play of the game between Milton Union and Layman Catholic?
Our fullback, Jordan Foose, you will probably be calling his name a lot. I think I gave him the ball 29 times last week against Oakwood. And then number 17, Peyton Mayfield, he's the speedster. So we're going to try to hit you up the middle and then maybe get one to him around the edge.
Yep.
When we're throwing the ball, that's number 14, junior Wyatt Kimmel. And we've got a couple targets out wide for him to hit.
And your philosophy on the offensive side of the ball, run first?
We really are. We run to set up the pass, but I'm kind of a take what you give me kind of guy.
Okay.
I'm going to try to read the defense, see what you're trying to take away with the defense, and I will usually try to hit those other soft spots.
Defensive approach, what is your base?
We're a 3-4 defense. We just try to cause havoc with our defensive linemen, and hopefully the linebackers can run and make plays.
Brett Pierce, head coach, Milton Union, our guest before tonight's game between the Bulldogs and Lehman Catholic. Long series of games between these two programs, and it continues tonight on a Thursday evening, which is a little bit unusual.
It is. This game was originally scheduled for a Saturday. Because of conflicts with the stadium. But we called and asked if they wanted to do a Thursday night. We did a Thursday night game last year. It was kind of interesting and fun for the kids. And we just really, out of the two options, Thursday or Saturday, we kind of liked it. They agreed, and so we're ready to go, and hopefully it's a fun game for everyone.
And talk about the Three Rivers Conference, what you like about it. It's been an interesting development in the last few seasons. And some clubs, which are physically located pretty close together, compete, and some nice rivalries developing among these schools. Rivalries which have been in place for a while have been reunited.
I love the league. You know, we came out of the SWBL, and you know, we're playing schools like Waynesville and Middletown, Madison, and Carlisle. And our kids don't know those kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, when they go to the fair, they're running into kids from Miami East or Troy Christian. And so
there you go.
I love that five of the teams are in Miami County and the other three are nice and close. I think it makes for great rivalries because the kids know each other. I think it makes it easier for fans to get out to the game when they don't have to drive through downtown Dayton to get to away games. And I think across all the sports, it's been really great.
Scouting Lehman Catholic, what have you prepared for?
Well, they really like their quarterback, and we've known him for this is the third year. He started against us, and he's just a tough, hard-nosed kid. Seems like a really smart kid as well. And so everything is going to run through him. We've got to find a way to slow him down. He can throw and run. They return, I think it's more like six guys on defense and eight on offense. So they have us beat in the experience department. They've got some tough kids in the middle, some skill kids out wide. So they look like a really well put together, well disciplined, well coached team. And we've got to play well tonight.
If you had to put your finger on a thing or two that might decide it, what's the point of emphasis for Milton Union?
Be in good shape. I think the game we lost last week, we lost it late when I think Oakwood was maybe in a little bit better condition than us, and we have to make sure that doesn't happen this week.
That was Milton Union coach Brett Pierce again in his second stint as the Bulldogs head coach. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer. Alongside Chuck McBee, we are here at Sydney Memorial Stadium tonight for a Three Rivers Conference game between the visiting Milton Union Bulldogs and the home Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. We are going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we will get underway. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for a Three Rivers Conference opener between the visiting Milton Union Bulldogs and the home Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Lehman again 2-1 entering this conference opener on a beautiful Thursday night in Sydney. Milton Union is 1-2. Both the teams just ran out onto the field. National anthem and opening prayer were completed, and we are moments away from kickoff. Yeah. Milton Union set to receive the opening kickoff. I thought I saw during the
Cavaliers
coin toss,
won the toss, but they deferred.
They deferred. Okay, yeah. So Lehman preparing to kick off to Milton Union. Lehman in all blue. They will be going from right to left on your computer or mobile device in the first half. Milton Union is in all white. It will be going from left to right. Daniel Carlisle out for the kickoff for the Cavaliers. Back deep to receive for Milton Union is Charlie Lane and Peyton Mayfield. Here comes the kickoff from Carlisle. It is fielded by Lane at the 20 near the home sideline. He runs to his left towards the visitor sideline, gains about 10 yards on the kickoff. And Milton Union will get this game started from its own 30.
Good coverage that time by the Cavaliers.
Offensive starters for the Bulldogs. Wyatt Kimmel is at quarterback. Running backs for Milton Union are Foose, Ian Coffey, and Peyton Mayfield. William Johns and Charlie Lane are at receiver. Here's a run up the middle on Milton Union's first carry. Foose gained about 5 yards. That will set up a second and five. Ball is spotted just short of the 35-yard line.
Well, you don't see too many teams anymore that take the snap under center like this.
Kimmel hands it off again, and that is a nice run straight up the middle and a first down for Milton Union. That's about 15 yards. Player comes off of Foose, a helmet, comes off of Foose's head. We do have a penalty for Milton Union.
Well, they already moved the chain, so that was a mistake.
Personal foul, face mask, number 13, defense, 15 yards.
Wow.
So that is a face mask penalty. If you could not hear the official coming over the public address system, so add another 15 yards onto that carry. Just like that, with 11 minutes and 20 seconds left, a mere 40 seconds into the game, the Bulldogs are in Lehman territory. At Lehman's 35. Kimmel getting the call from the sidelines. As Chuck noted, he is under center. Running back to his right. Two more behind him. There's a snap and a handoff to Lane. Lane runs up the middle. Excuse me, that was Foose on that carry as well. His helmet comes off again. He is heading towards the sideline. Will be out one play. Finishing the offensive starters for Milton Union. On the line, Jacob Schuler, Kyler Fuller, Casey Wrench, Simon Zank, and Benjamin Carpenter. And that line has done a good job so far. Milton has been bulldozing straight ahead. Kimmel, this time, 5 yards back, takes the snap, hands it off. It is a gain of about four or so. That will bring up a third and about four for the Bulldogs. Didn't see who carried the ball on that one.
I'm going to tell you, it was... They don't have their numbers in order. It was Jacob Leitner.
Kimmel back under center again. He gets the handoff, or gets the snap, excuse me, and hands it off to Foose. Foose is stopped about a yard short of the first down. He ran right up the middle again. That, he spotted about 2 yards short, so it's going to be a fourth and two at the 28 or so.
Fans getting into it.
This is a big opportunity here for Lehman. After what was a very successful initial first three plays. Kimmel gets the handoff, excuse me, the snap, hands it off to Mayfield, who runs left, and he gets all the way down across the end zone for a touchdown. He ran left. Plenty of Lehman defenders were in the area. But with some blocking and some moves, he was able to dodge all of them. And he dives across to give the Bulldogs an early lead.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that kid's quick. And that was so well blocked that time. They just sealed it, and he just had a lane to run through.
Here is the extra point attempt. It is blocked by Lehman. Didn't see who blocked it.
It was, again, I wish they'd put these in. Brian Ford.
Great play by him. Braden Showers' extra point attempt blocked. So the Milton Union lead stays at 6-0 with 9:15 left in the first quarter. Lehman getting the ball for their first time. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Okay. Great opening drive for Milton Union. Peyton Mayfield runs in from 27 yards out on a fourth and two.
61-yard drive all on the ground.
Incredible.
Helped by a 15-yard face mask.
Yes. but they were able to gain a lot without that penalty. Extra point block, though, so that is the positive that Lehman can hang on that drive. So the Milton lead stands at 6-0. Kickoff is fielded at the 20. That is where the Cavaliers start. 9:15 left. Donovan O'Leary back in the shotgun. He keeps it, runs left. Looks like he fooled Milton Union on that play. Goes to the home sideline, runs upfield, and gets to the Lehman 45-yard line. So a 25-yard run to start things off for the Cavaliers. We do have a penalty, and that block in the back penalty eliminates that. Nice run by O'Leary. So now Lehman will be facing a first and 20. Ball will be at the 10.
Well, I didn't see that when O'Leary made a nice move here on the outside. I thought I didn't see any hold, but obviously the official did.
O'Leary in the shotgun. Daron Pride back with him. He's at the 5, takes the snap, drops back, is looking, throws a pass to the visitor sideline. It is brought down by Seth Kanapke. That is a 10-yard gain. So that will bring a second and 10 for the Cavaliers. One thing we talked about, Chuck, was the fact that Lehman was throwing deep a lot of the time in that Southeastern game when we saw them. That was a nice shorter pass to start things off here. Nice 10-yard pickup to put Lehman in a good position for a first down here. O'Leary takes a snap. He's scrambling, runs towards the visitor sideline. He's brought down at about the line of scrimmage. Milton was able to get some pressure on that play.
Well, I thought O'Leary had some room there on the right, and Milton did a good job of bucking him up.
Lehman is on the far hash mark, now facing a third and 10 from the 19. O'Leary in the shotgun with Pride. He gets the snap, drops back, looks, and then takes off. He's to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and across out of bounds for a first down. They say he went out of bounds just short of the 35-yard line. So after that penalty, Lehman able to get a first down. The Cavaliers' drive, opening drive of this Three Rivers Conference game, will continue. Offensive starters for Lehman: O'Leary in at quarterback, Daron Pride, a junior, at running back, Seth Kanapke, Devin Pride, Turner Lachey, and Evan O'Leary are your receivers. O'Leary in the backfield. He hands it off to Lachey, who went in motion from the right side, grabbed the handoff, and ran left back towards the home sideline. He gained 7 yards on that play. That will bring a second and 3 from the Lehman 42.
Ford kind of limping off, and he's had a good start to the game. Hopefully that's nothing serious.
That is Ryan Ford that Chuck is noting is limping off the sideline there. He is the one who blocked that Milton extra point attempt.
He was back there. He looked like the holder.
O'Leary takes the snap, drops back initially. He's in trouble, and he's off scrambling. Fires one away. Pass is incomplete. He was looking toward the home sideline.
He wanted a late hit on him, and it was close.
That was Evan O'Leary, the intended receiver. And as I agree with you there, Chuck, that was close there. No flag on it, though. So that will bring up a third and 3 from the 42. Other offensive lineman starters besides Ford, who we noted just went out, J.D. Barhorst is a tackle along with Ford. Seth Kennedy and Jace Olding are guards. Ethan Stiver, a center for the Cavaliers. O'Leary getting the squad ready for this third and 3 from the 42 with 7 minutes 11 seconds left. O'Leary takes the handoff. He throws it back. to Daron Pride, and Pride is caught for a loss.
That was Mayfield, and boy, that was a heck of a tackle right there. That young man plays both sides of the football.
Peyton Mayfield, a junior receiver and defensive back for the Bulldogs, and the one that scored on that 27-yard touchdown run with 9:15 left that has given Milton this early 6-0 lead. Lehman now set to punt. O'Leary punts for the Cavaliers. Punt is dropped by the Milton return man. He was able to recover it, though. That was Mayfield back to receive.
Evan O'Leary had a shot at it, boy, and it just squirted away from him.
That would have been big for Lehman after having to punt and having given up a touchdown for the on Milton Union's first drive. When we saw the Cavaliers a little under 2 weeks ago, they had a slow start against Southeastern. That is something they want to avoid tonight. And that is your Francis Schulze key to the game for the Cavaliers. Getting off to a fast start. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. A nice run on the first play of that drive for Milton Union. Peyton Nichols runs down to the 45. So it will be a first. That is the Milton 45. So it will be a first down for the Bulldogs from there. Your Francis Schulze key building component for the Bulldogs was to get off to a hot start themselves when they had struggled so much. And so far, that is playing out for both of these squads. Milton continuing it now. First and 10 from its own 45, 6:13 and counting. Bulldogs again ahead, 7-0. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Lehman, for the first time, was able to wrap up the Milton running back for a loss. The Cavaliers now facing a second and 12 from the 43. Did you catch who the...
Jace Cottrell was the first one there, but there's like three or four that got to him.
Kimmel in the back a little bit, not under center. He looked a hand off, then he races towards the home sideline and goes out of bounds. That is a gain of about 5. Gets the ball to the 48.
He didn't have a chance to even look down the field. That was a called pass, and Lehman had three guys back there with him. He did a good job of picking up some yards.
Third and 7 for the Bulldogs at their own 48. Kimmel, about 3 yards back, takes the snap, fires a pass left toward the visitor sideline, bobbled initially, but Mayfield is able to come up with it for a first down. That was a great display of good handwork there after bobbling it, being able to pull that right back into his chest.
Yeah, because he had two or three defenders right there with him, and he did a good job. That could have been picked, could have been dropped. He hung on to it. He's having a nice first quarter. That could be the play of the first quarter.
Yes, your Wisebridge play of the first quarter. I think that is a candidate for there, but Milton continuing to drive here, too. That is their first pass completion of the game. Lehman so far struggling to have an answer defensively. Here is a handoff. It goes to Foose, who runs up the middle for another Milton first down. He gets down inside the 30. Looks like that's to Lehman's 28. So the Bulldogs closing in on the red zone, and Lehman Catholic calls a timeout. 4:36 left in the first quarter. Milton Union leads Lehman 6-0. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We're here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. The lights are on in the press box, and Milton Union starting hot here in this first quarter. Bulldogs lead Lehman 6-0 with 4:36 left in the second quarter, and they are driving on their second drive of the game. Lehman was forced to punt after a couple of first downs. Handoff for Milton on this one goes to Foos again. He gets about 4 or 5 yards, I think about 3. That's going to set up. All right, 2 is the official tally. Second and 8 at the 28. Kimmel back under center. Mayfield off to his left. And he gets the handoff. Runs right. Turns straight. And stopped a bit short of the 25. Looks like forward progress may have been to the 25, and the ball is right on the 25-yard line. So that will bring up a 3rd and 6 or so for the Bulldogs. Clock continuing to roll. It's been a quick first half. Both of these teams staying on the ground, and Milton has largely controlled the ball in this first quarter. Now the Bulldogs in a shotgun. Kimmel gets the snap, drops back, throws a pass. He finds Foos in the middle. Foos runs right, breaks free, and gets into the end zone.
What a great
right
ball.
By the home sideline. 25-yard touchdown reception for Foos with 3:17 left in this first quarter. Milton Union ahead 12-0. Over Lehman, pending this extra point attempt.
What a great call that was. Middle screen, and Foos did the rest. He outran everybody to the end zone.
Bulldogs attempting an extra point again. Kick is up, and it is good. That was Braden Schauer in on the extra point attempt, a senior kicker for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs have a 13-point lead with 3:17 left in this first quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Milton Union ahead 13-0 over Lehman with 3:17 left in the first quarter. Braden Schauer's kickoff there goes in the end zone for a touchback. So Lehman will once again start from its own 20. And again, a great touchdown reception. That Jordan Foose for the Bulldogs just had as he caught the pass over the middle, weaved his way towards the home sideline for a touchdown. That is your Wisebridge play of the first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin the retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to secure a future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
That quarterback keeper by Lehman was a loss of two in the first play of the drive, so a second and 11 for the Cavaliers. Quick pass over the top from O'Leary. It is completed to Lachey. After that bad first play, it was a nice play call there for the Cavaliers. That was about a two-step jump pass that O'Leary had to Lachey. Lachey was brought down at the 38-yard line. It will be a first and 10 for Lehman there.
That quick pop pass like that, if you can find him right there in the middle of that field, he was one tackle away from scoring.
O'Leary in the shotgun, joined by Pride. He gets the snap. O'Leary does, drops back. He's in trouble, under pressure. Heaves one towards the visitor sideline, incomplete. He was looking for Seth Kanapke on that pass. Clock has stopped with 2 minutes and 8 seconds left.
Well, that was a much better choice he made there, because he threw it where it was either going to be caught by his receiver or it was going to be out of bounds. Against Southeastern, he was throwing the ball into the middle of the field where the safety was just having a field day.
Yes, Jonah Acebrook, I believe, was that safety's name. He had three interceptions a little under 2 weeks ago for the Trojans. Deron Pride gets the handoff here for Lehman, and he gets close to a first down. Looks like they say he was stopped about a yard short at the Lehman 46-yard line. So that will be a third and one for the Cavaliers. Big play for Lehman. This is about where they were when they got stopped on their first drive of the game. They will try to prevent that from happening on their second. O'Leary in the shotgun, Pride to his right. O'Leary gets it himself, runs up the middle, and safely gets the first down. He gets to about the 50. So the Cavaliers will continue to go on this possession and try to mount a response to Milton having taken an early 13-0 lead. Time rapidly dwindling here in the first quarter.
I like that quarterback draw in that situation, because you got a lead blocker. You got the running back going through the hole and the quarterback following him through.
1:08 and counting left in the first quarter. First and 10 for the Cavaliers at the 50. O'Leary gets the pass, drops back. Nearly is completed on a long pass to Lachey, who was the target down at the Milton 35-yard line.
I'm not sure that was the target, but he almost caught it. I think he overthrew the target.
Yes. And credit Lachey there for coming up.
Almost made a play, didn't he?
Yes. There were several Milton defenders that were in the neighborhood, too, that could have ended up as an interception. But it will be a second and 10 for Lehman at the 50. O'Leary all by himself in the backfield. Lachey is in motion. O'Leary keeps it himself, runs left towards the home sideline, gets into Milton territory to about the 40-yard line. Looks like they will spot it at the 39.
Well, he ran over one of his blockers and just knocked him 2 yards up the field.
47 seconds and counting left in this first quarter. Milton Union ahead of Lehman, 13-0. Lehman driving here on its second possession of the game. O'Leary again all by himself in the backfield. Under pressure after taking the snap, fires a pass at the feet of Deron Pride. Pride cannot come up with it, so that will bring up a second and 10 from the Milton 39.
I think that O'Leary keeps the football, and he probably runs for 20 yards.
Cavaliers huddling as the call comes in from the layman's sideline. Ball is at the left hash mark. O'Leary and Pride are in the... Nope, he sends Pride out. So O'Leary is in the backfield by himself again with five receivers to choose from. Pride gets the quick pass to the right. He cannot come up with it. It is just out of his reach. So that will bring a third and 10 from the 39.
That's a tough throw for a quarterback because you got to make sure you're throwing it upfield, because if you throw it backwards and it gets away, you got a problem.
Second third down on this drive for Lehman. This one a bit longer than the last one. Third and 10. Play being called in from the layman's sideline. And the Cavaliers are ready to go to work. Pride is in the backfield with O'Leary this time. Lachey in motion. O'Leary gets the snap, drops back, looks deep for Konapke on the visitor sideline. It is incomplete. Konapke was down near the 20-yard line. So that will be a fourth and 10 for Lehman. Clock has stopped with 18 seconds left in this first quarter. The Bulldogs ahead 13 to nothing.
Konapke was open. He just overthrew him by about a yard.
Lehman has its offense on the field. We'll see if they are going to run a play or if they will try to draw a penalty. 39-yard line, not bad field position if they do turn it over here. O'Leary drops back to pass. He's in trouble. Back in the 50, throws it, and it is nearly intercepted at the 30. Charlie Lane from Milton Union was in the neighborhood and nearly picked it off. As it stands, though, it is better that he didn't, because Milton gets better field position by not having intercepted that pass. The Bulldogs will take over at their own 39 with 12 seconds left in the first quarter.
Boy, I mean, Southeastern had the 14-0 lead after the first quarter, and this is not what Lehman wanted to face tonight. But Milton Union has not ever lost a league game in 2 years. It's their third season in the league, and they're not going to go down easy.
Correct. As we heard from Coach Pierce's interview with Jack Kramer before the game, Bulldogs off to a rough start, lost 60-7 to Valley View 2 weeks ago, 35-14 to Oakwood last week, but they're looking good tonight. Fumble on that play. Handoff went awry, but Kimmel was able to jump back on it. That will be the final play of the first quarter. Milton Union leads Lehman Catholic 13-0 as we head into the second quarter. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Milton Union leads Lehman Catholic 13-0 as we start the second quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I am Bryant Hilling, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News. Pitch hitting for our fearless Scores Broadcast leader, Jack Kramer, tonight, joined by Chuck McBee. It was all Milton in that first quarter, and the Bulldogs have it here, facing a second and 13 at their own 34 to get things started in the second. A run up the middle. A decent gain. We'll get it back to about the original line of scrimmage before that loss on the last play. That was Foose on the run there. So that will bring up a third and 10 for Milton Union. We went over Lehman's offensive starters in the first quarter. We'll go over their defensive starters now. Will Ford and J.D. Barhorst are the starters at defensive end. Seth Kennedy and Jace Olding, the starters at tackle. Most of them also on the offensive line for the Cavaliers. Ethan Stiver, Dylan Schmiesing, your middle linebackers. Seth Konapke and Donovan O'Leary, your outside linebackers. Kimmel drops back and finds a man right at midfield. It will be a first down. That pass was brought down by Peyton Nichols, a senior running back and linebacker for the Bulldogs. That is into layman territory. They spotted at the layman 49.
Well, I mean, you can tell he's been coaching a long time. He rolled his quarterback away from the pressure, had the receivers slanting, had two different choices. That was a really nice design play.
Yeah. If there were thoughts coming into this game about Milton being not in the Three Rivers Conference title picture this year, they've making a good case for it through the first 14 or so minutes. That play for a loss by Lehman. And the Cavaliers wanted something positive on defense. They were able to get it there. That was a loss of about seven or... No, they stopped forward progress.
Yeah, that was the correct spot.
At the... Milton 49 now, so just a loss of two.
Yeah, I mean, Milton lost bad to Valley View, but Valley View is one heck of a football team.
And Oakwood has been decent in recent years,
yeah,
too, so good competition for the Bulldogs the first 2 weeks. Handoff here goes to Mayfield. Mayfield gets down to about the Lehman 44. That is where they will spot the ball, so that will bring up a third and about four for the Bulldogs. Milton has come up well in late downs so far. We'll see if the Bulldogs can keep some of that magic going here. Another big third down for Lehman. They definitely want to force a punt here. Milton would really be in control if it would be able to get a touchdown on this drive. It would be a really large hole for the Cavaliers. And as we talked about, we saw Lehman fall behind 14-0 to Southeastern, and Lehman had to play catch-up all of that game 2 weeks ago. Milton takes the timeout, and we will too. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
A third and five for Milton Union from the Lehman 44 here with 9 minutes and 19 seconds left. But there is a false start penalty for Milton, so that will make it a third and 10 from right at about the 50. Ball is marched back to just short of the Lehman 49-yard line. Kimmel takes the snap for Milton, throws right towards the visitor sideline. It is completed to Peyton Mayfield. He grabs it, going out of bounds at the 18-yard line. I wondered if Milton was going to throw there because they did not change the play call from the third and five to the third and 10. That was obviously the original call.
Boy, they got some receivers, and the kid throws, but he's 4 for 4 for 38-50 for 81 yards.
That's one thing you hear coaches talk about, a nice positive to be able to add in if you have a strong running game, to mix in the occasional pass or two and try to catch the defense off guard. Handoff here goes to Nichols. Nichols runs right, gains about three. Ball is at the far right hash mark. Under nine to play now. After that short run, this will be a second and eight from the 18 for Milton. Bulldogs in the red zone once again and looking to take a huge early lead. They're already up by two touchdowns. Kimmel under center. He hands it off to Foose, who gets to about the 15-yard line before he is brought down by a group of Lehman defenders. That will be a third and short after that decent pickup. Third and about two.
Well, they put the man in motion. That takes the linebacker with him to the outside, and that wide open up the middle for Foose.
Shower looks like a decent kicker for the Bulldogs. I wonder if a field goal would be in play if they can't get the first down on this play. Kimmel under center. He goes forward. It will be a first down, I believe, where they will spot forward progress. Looks like he got it. We'll see where the spot is. No signal from the officials yet. They may bring the chain crew out for a measurement, and that is what they are going to do. We will finish the Lehman defensive starters. We left off in their backfield. Devin Pride and Deron Pride start at cornerback. Turner Lachey is the starter at safety for Lehman. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Milton leads 13-0 over Lehman. They will try to add to it, but they are short of the first down here on this measurement. So it will be a fourth and inches for Milton Union.
Yeah, he did a nice job on the quarterback sneak. I thought it was a foregone conclusion he was going to get the first down.
Yeah, I did too.
But they knocked him backwards. He got no forward momentum once he took the hit. So good job by the middle of the Lehman defense.
On this fourth and inches, Milton's offense is out there. They will try to get that first down. Kimmel takes the handoff. It takes the snap, excuse me, and hands it off. It is an easy first down, nearly a touchdown, as Foose bullies his way forward a little to the left towards the home sideline. He gets all the way to the two. So a first and goal from there for the Bulldogs, 7:20 and counting left in the second quarter.
Well, I guarantee you the Cavalier coaching staff, not a happy group of men. This is not what they wanted to see tonight. Lehman should be starting to build, and they're regressing.
Kimmel under center, hands it off on that first and goal. Foose dives forward. Looks like they will spot him short of the end zone. That ball is nearly already across the line, though. So a second and goal here. Milton just inches away from taking a three-touchdown lead. Bulldogs in the huddle. Kimmel running in from the Milton sideline with the call. Kimmel is under center again. He gets the snap, hands it off to Foose, who runs right up the middle into the end zone for a touchdown. That is a one-yard touchdown run by Foose with 6 minutes and 14 seconds left in this second quarter. Milton Union ahead 19-0 pending this extra point attempt. Braden Shower in for the kick. Here's the snap and the hold. Kick is up and it is good.
That is a strong leg.
Milton Union takes a 20-0 lead over Lehman midway through the second quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus,
The Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Another long drive by Milton Union, and the Bulldogs ahead 20-0 with 6:14 left in the second quarter after a one-yard touchdown run by Jordan Foos, a senior fullback and linebacker. He also scored on a 25-yard reception late in the first quarter. Kickoff is fielded by Lachey for Lehman. That is the Cavaliers' first return of the game, and he gets it to the 21-yard line. Lehman has shown some signs of life on offense here tonight, but they have been unable to get into the red zone. They were stopped near midfield in their own territory on their first possession and were forced to punt from, or no, it ended in a turnover on downs at the Milton 38, I believe.
And this is their first play of the second quarter.
Lachey takes the snap there for Lehman. He gives it to O'Leary. O'Leary runs down to about the 37-yard line. So it will be a first down. Nice run to start things off on this possession for Lehman.
Well, it's not too early in the game to say that this is a critical possession for the Cavaliers. They need to score.
Once again, Lachey takes the snap at quarterback, hands it off to O'Leary. O'Leary ran to his right towards the home sideline on the first carry. This time he goes left, and he is stopped quickly. That is a loss of about three.
See, I like O'Leary at quarterback running the football better than I like what they're doing with him now. I mean, they're football coaches, and I'm a basketball coach, so I'll shut up. But I'm not a fan of this.
O'Leary gets the play call and gives it to Lachey. Once again, Turner Lachey is back all alone in the backfield. He takes the snap. This time carries it himself, nearly brought down, gets away, but he is unable to get away from other Milton Union defenders, and that is a loss of about two on that. Looks like they will spot the ball all the way back at the 34-yard line. So it will be a third and about 14 for the Cavaliers. As Chuck said, you're down three touchdowns. You're already facing a big drive, and this is a big play here as they need to try to come up with some answer to stay in this one.
Maybe hand the ball to O'Leary and let him throw the ball.
Lachey takes it. They give it to O'Leary. He is looking to throw. It's deep down the home sideline. The pass was intended for Devin Pride, but the ball is out of his reach. We do have a flag. They initially signal towards Lehman there. Chuck, I think.
Offensive pass interference is what he's saying on this side. That's going to be declined.
And Lehman will be forced to punt.
And boy, did I call that play?
You did. You knew it was coming.
If I knew it was coming, so did they.
Yep, you're right. The coverage was stellar by Milton Union on that one.
Ineligible receiver downfield, number 55.
Milton, again, 1 and 2. And Lehman Catholic, 2 and 1. That is a pair of penalties there on Lehman.
I don't know why you would do anything but decline it, because it's going to be, I'll take 4th and 13 against them all day long.
And that is what Pierce signals there to the officials.
That penalty is declined, and on the receiver on the offense, that penalty is also declined. The result of the play is 4th down by the dead clock.
Both penalties declined by Pierce, and a 4th and 14 for the Cavaliers at their own 34. Punt team is in. Lehman again beat Lima Perry 76-6 to open the season here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, and traveled on the road for the first time last week, beat Benjamin Logan 56-14. Cavaliers lost to Southeastern by 9 in the game we had 2 weeks ago here on scoresbroadcast.com. Started slow in that game, and they've started slow here tonight. That punt is fielded by Peyton Mayfield. He gets about 5 yards on the return. Ball is placed at the Milton 35. And Milton will get it there with 4 minutes and 5 seconds left in the second quarter. The Bulldogs have the opportunity here, Chuck, with as much as they run and as much time as they've run on their first three possessions, to run the clock out or nearly run the clock out in this half.
Yeah, Lehman used one of their timeouts, so they've got two left.
Kimmel takes a snap and hands it off to Nichols. Nichols breaks free and gets all the way down into Lehman territory. He ran up the middle. Looks like the ball will be spotted at the 49-yard line. 3:56 and counting left in the second quarter. We thank Lehman, former longtime head baseball coach and now current assistant coach, Dave King, for keeping us well stocked here.
Yeah, good man. He's a good man.
He is. Also longtime Sydney baseball coach and has coached a lot of other sports as well. There is the first play after that first down for the Bulldogs. It is another big gain. That was Foose on that carry, and he got down to the 44-yard line. It will be a second and 5 for Milton. 3:13 and counting there. Bulldogs, again, have a good opportunity to run out the clock on this possession, unless they're able to bust one big. Handoff goes to Kimmel this time. Lehman all over that play.
Jackson Kennedy, heck of a play.
That is a loss of about 5, so it will be a 3rd and 10 from the 49. Big positive play there for Lehman. As you noted, the Cavaliers have 2 timeouts left. And it looks like
play clock to 25 seconds. Start the game clock and play clock on me.
And the officials there send a message up on the timing to the press box here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Things are all straight now. 2:25 and counting left in the second quarter. Getting Milton ahead 20-0. As we've noted, the Bulldogs have come up big on late downs several times already tonight. We'll see if they're able to do it here. Lehman would love to be able to get the ball back and try to get something before halftime. Milton takes a timeout here, though. The clock stops with 2 minutes and 9 seconds left. Bulldogs ahead by 20. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Milton Union facing a 3rd and 10 from Lehman's 49. The Bulldogs have come up big on late downs several times already. We'll see if they can do it again. Both teams back on the field after that Lehman timeout. Kimmel is about 3 yards back again. He takes the snap, drops back to pass, looks towards the visitor sideline. It is intercepted high over the initial intended receiver by Milton, and picking it off and getting a decent return before being forced out of bounds. near the Milton sideline is Turner Lachey. That is even better than forcing Milton to punt. Now, after the return, Lehman has it in Milton territory. Lachey was forced out of bounds at the 44-yard line, and the Cavaliers have a chance here to get back in it before halftime.
That was Kimmel's first really bad pass, and he overthrew him. He had him open. That was going to be another first down, and he threw it over his head. Lehman's lined up offsides, but they're not going to call it.
Direct snap goes to Lachey. He runs forward. O'Leary was lined up on the left and was in motion. It was a gain by Lachey of about 2.5 there. It will be a second and about 8 from the 44. 1 minute, 35 seconds and counting. So the clock is on for Lehman here to get it in. Once again, Lachey all alone in the backfield. He throws a short pass to O'Leary. It's complete. O'Leary dashes up the 40 to the 30 to the 20, and he breaks free and gets into the end zone. Cavaliers able to respond before halftime. Short pass by Turner Lachey to O'Leary, and O'Leary does most of the work on a 41-yard touchdown reception with 1 minute and 16 seconds left. The players walking back. Chuck, though, it hold. Is a hold on Lehman, so wipe that out.
Wow. That was worth what they've been trying to run. I mean, my goodness, if you get him in space, he is a monster running the football. Big kid. I mean, it was a lot of speed.
O'Leary is a senior in his third year as a starter at quarterback, 6'5", 215. He's been out at receiver on Lehman's last two possessions, though, as Chuck has noted. Unfortunately for the Cavaliers, that play is wiped out, and they will go again. I think there may be some confusion on where to place it. They're going to have this as a second and two from the 41. O'Leary back at quarterback, keeps it himself after faking a handoff to Lachey. He gets a first down, gets inside the 30. Clock stops with 1 minute and 9 seconds left as the chains get reset. That touchdown run would have been a candidate for the Wisebridge play of the quarter, but we'll see if Lehman can come up with another one here in the final minute. 55 seconds and counting. First and 10 for Lehman at the Milton 29.
They don't have enough defenders out there for the receivers.
O'Leary in the backfield. He throws a short pass towards the home sideline to Lachey, and it looks like Lachey cramped up. He is holding his right leg.
I think it's his ankle.
Clock stops again with 42 seconds left. And the trainer is out to attend to Lachey. We will stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you all about Cutaway Styling Salon. Cutaway has been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm in Fort Laramie, across from Brookins. They'll style your hair and make it shine right there at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Goubeau is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Their experience, your style, and they will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm in Fort Laramie. O'Leary launches a deep pass. It is incomplete. Good coverage there by Milton Union.
There might have been a little contact, but the ball was 15 yards over his head. They're not going to throw a flag on that.
On the coverage for the Bulldogs on that one,
it's 13. He's out there on the
yes.
Little island out there.
I'm trying to find it on the roster, but again, the roster is not in numerical order, and I can't find
it. There isn't one.
So, yeah, we don't have him, but great coverage.
Bill Thompson.
Thank you, whoever that was. O'Leary in again, looking, 30 seconds and counting. He scrambles left, throws into the end zone. It's way out of the back of the end zone. He was looking for Devin Pride on that. We will say in that injury timeout that Lachey got up quickly and was able to walk on his own toward the sideline.
Yeah, he's back out there.
But after those two incomplete, Lehman is now facing a fourth and two at the Milton 21. Clock has stopped with 26 seconds left.
So they have two timeouts, so they get the first down here. Clock will stop while they set the chains, and then they need to have the play ready to go.
O'Leary in a quarterback again in the shotgun. He is joined in the backfield by Deron Pride. O'Leary takes the snap. He scrambles, throws a short pass to Pride. Pride catches it at the 15, tries to break free for a touchdown. Can't get there, but he gets a first down easily. It goes out of bounds at the 4-yard line. So with 19 seconds left, the Cavaliers have the opportunity to get back in it and get some momentum going into the locker room at halftime.
That was a great call. Put Pride in motion. Just gave him a teeny little pass in there. And let him go one-on-one with the corner, and the corner didn't have a chance.
Again, Turner Lachey started this possession for Lehman with an interception. It's the first offensive problems Milton has had all night. O'Leary all alone at quarterback. Lachey in motion. O'Leary takes a snap, throws left towards Lachey. Lachey can't come down with it. He bats it down himself, trying to catch it. So with 17 seconds left, Lehman will have a second and goal from the four.
Lachey makes that catch, and he loses 6 yards, and they have to call a timeout, so it's a good thing he knocked it down.
Now, Milton was all over that play when Lachey went in motion. Would have no doubt been a loss, like Chuck said. Cavaliers are ready. Second and goal again from the four. O'Leary keeps himself after faking the handoff, runs right, loses it as he gets it across, but they say he got it across the line before losing it, so it is a touchdown. He got it across just in time because that looked like that would have been a fumble had he not broken the plane, but it goes down as a 4-yard touchdown run by O'Leary, sorely needed by the Cavaliers with 11 seconds left. In the second quarter, Milton ahead 20-6, pending this extra point attempt by Daniel Carlisle. Snap down, kick is up, and it is good. Lehman cuts Milton's lead to 22-7 late in the second quarter. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
That O'Leary 4-yard touchdown run is your Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
A short punt. It is bobbled, fumbled, and it is recovered by Lehman with 10 seconds left. How about that, Chuck?
Well, two people went for the ball at the same time, and the one knocked the ball away from the other one. It wasn't a defensive play. The offense on the receiving team just screwed it up, and Lehman fell on the ball. They got a shot at, there's 10 seconds. They got two timeouts. They got a shot at throwing the ball twice here.
And with a quarterback like Donovan O'Leary, who has one of the best arms in the area, it is a great shot for Lehman. They have the opportunity here to really get back in this one when it looked like the first half was going to have been all Milton Union. The officials are saying to set the game clock to 8 seconds. It stopped with 10, so they will cut 2 seconds off here. That will cut down Lehman's opportunity some. But again, they have a chance here for a couple of pass attempts. O'Leary in the backfield. First and 10 from the 39. O'Leary drops back to pass. Looks again for Pride. And near the home sideline, Pride can't come up with it. Got one hand on it. But he goes out of bounds without the catch. It will be a second and 10 from Milton's 39. 5 seconds went off the clock on that play. So down to three. Probably only time for one play here, especially if Lehman goes deep. O'Leary all alone in the backfield. Three to his left, two to his right. O'Leary drops back to pass and launches it towards the end zone. He's looking for Devin Pride. Pride can't come up with it. They call it incomplete. Excuse me, that was Seth Konapke who was the intended receiver on that one. Konapke wanted a penalty, as did Lehman fans. No flags there. So that will end the first quarter. Even though Lehman was unable to score after recovering the fumbled punt, they still get momentum going into the locker room at halftime. However, Milton Union has a 13-point lead at 20-7. When we come back, Chuck will recap our first half. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for your yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News. Pinch hitting tonight for our fearless leader on scoresbroadcast.com, Jack Kramer, joined by Chuck McBee. We are here at halftime of this Three Rivers Conference game at Sydney Memorial Stadium. It was all Milton Union early, but Lehman cut the gap right before halftime, 220-7 in favor of the Bulldogs. Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. And also brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Here is Chuck McBee with your first half recap and statistics.
Well, if you take a look at it, the Lehman didn't have much offense. They couldn't stop the run early, but they made that touchdown at the end there to cut it to 13, and they get the ball to start the second half. Real important that they have a good drive to start it. They were 4 of 17 throwing the football for 52 yards, 14 rushes for 49 yards, 101 total yards, 7 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. That's the difference, that they got back into it a little bit. Milton, on the other hand, 25 rushes, 123 yards, 4 of 5 throwing it for 81 yards, 204 total yards, 12 first downs, 2 turnovers. Those 2 turnovers, the one cost them and the other one almost cost them.
That is your first half recap here on scoresbroadcast.com. Halftime coverage on Scores brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnippel Construction in Botkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the amazing glass connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Laramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Halftime here of this Thursday Three Rivers Conference game. Milton Union on top of Lehman Catholic 20-7. Our halftime tonight features the new president of Lehman Catholic, Chris Knight. Most recently, Chris Knight served as the vice president and chief operating officer at St. John's Jesuit High School and Academy in Toledo. He is a graduate of the University of Toledo and the University of Dayton. For three decades, he has been very active in Catholic school education. He talked with Jack Kramer earlier this week. The two talked about the new EdChoice Scholarship Program and its impact on layman students. Chris was also asked to highlight his professional career.
So this is my 30th year in Catholic education. The majority of it was spent in the Diocese of Toledo. I was a school leader, principal, and started a new program at St. John's Jesuit Academy way back in 2004, became diocesan superintendent in 2010, moved over to Cleveland and became diocesan superintendent there 2016 through 2018, then had the opportunity to come back to St. John's Jesuit, my alma mater, to serve as the vice president, and that's where I was for the last 5 years. When the opportunity at Lehman opened up, I was extremely interested because I've always heard good things about Lehman through the years, and I was very intrigued in the opportunity to be the president of the school and help create a vision to lead the school forward into the future. And it's been great being here. I think Lehman has a lot of positives, a beautiful campus, beautiful facility, tremendous history, tremendous community support. Faces the challenges that many Catholic schools do today, declining demographics, in some areas a decline in the faith. But I have to say here in the northern part of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, the faith is very strong here, and I'm very inspired by the faith of our students, the families, the community here. I think there's a lot of opportunities to do some new and innovative things here. Lehman is a smaller school, and I think that gives us opportunities to really create a unique personal experience for our students that they won't be able to find somewhere else. So I'm excited by the future and the opportunities that are here. I'm grateful to have such community support and to have been so warmly welcomed in my first 2 months here.
Spotlight your administrative team, people I've come to know over the last several years, a new director of athletics, Mark Brunswick, and it's a group of folks held in high regard by students, their parents, families, and the community.
You're exactly right, Jack, and I'm again very pleased to work with so many good people here. Veronica Geyer is our principal. She's beginning her third year as principal. Veronica was a highly accomplished teacher in public schools before she came over to serve in an administrative role here and has made a tremendous impact, and I think there's a lot of good things ahead with Veronica's leadership, instructional leadership especially. Mark Brunswick, who you mentioned, is well known in the area, longtime baseball coach, highly respected, highly regarded, and we were just thrilled that we were able to bring Mark aboard as our athletic director, and he has hit the ground running 100 miles an hour and has made a fantastic difference. So really grateful to work with him. Andrea Wilmer is our Director of Marketing and Communications. Andrea's been here 7 years, again, a highly accomplished individual with high level of professional skills. And so just a tremendous group of people to work with. The teachers, great mix of veterans and some younger teachers who really, to me, seem to have formed a very strong community here. And students see that, and they feed off of that. And I think that's one of the great positives. We're blessed to celebrate Mass here in our own chapel every Friday afternoon. Joe Schmiesing, longtime theology teacher, serves as our campus, as our actually Dean of Catholic Culture, which I think is a great title and really sums up the work and how important that is here. So yes, a strong team here to work together with as we move forward.
The EdChoice Scholarship Program is new, and it could have significant impact on layman Catholic students and their families.
Yes, tremendous news with the expansion of the EdChoice Program throughout the state of Ohio, and I really want to recognize our own state senator, Matt Huffman from Lima. Mm-hmm. He has been instrumental for well over 10 years in driving the advocacy for school choice for all families, and that's really what it is. It creates an opportunity for all families to determine where they would like their son or daughter to go to school. The scholarship expanded tremendously this year once the governor signed the budget at the end of June. So it ranges. It's based on your income, the income of the and also on family size. So it's kind of a sliding scale, a maximum for high school students of $8,407, and then it gradually decreases to a minimum of $950. And what this does is really take the issue of affordability and cost. It removes that, or at the very least, puts it far in the background, because we're blessed to also supplement with scholarships. We have a foundation here that has been blessed with donors who have created name scholarships. We also have our own internal financial aid. So really what it does, Jack, is take the affordability off the table as an obstacle to a student attending layman or any Catholic or private school. So it's a great day for families in the state of Ohio, and we are hoping that we see more students come through our doors in the years ahead. We'll be having an open house on November 15th, already thinking about next year, but it's never too early for that. And of course, we welcome anyone to come and visit anytime, and even shadow a layman student to find out what it's like to be a Cavalier.
The success of layman graduates is significant. So many of them play large roles in major professions.
They really do, and that's one thing that I have to say was a kind of a pleasant surprise for me to discover when I joined the layman community in the beginning of July. The number of people, first of all, who care about and support this school is phenomenal. And then when I start talking to people and find out, you know, what their role is in the community, the number of people who are business leaders, entrepreneurs, innovators, professionals, government officials, it's clear that laymen has had a huge impact on their lives and in turn in the life of the community at large. And I think a lot of that goes back to the opportunity that students have to do so many things here, mm-hmm. to participate. If you want to be involved in athletics, you'll be involved in athletics. If you want to be involved in music, in chorus, band, in the arts, the musical, there's extracurricular, Science Olympiad, so many opportunities. And these students historically have embraced all of those opportunities. A great kind of a metaphor for that was the recent home football game. We had our choral group, the Limelighters, sang the national anthem before the game. And two of them were actually football players who came, walked across the line, and turned around and joined their colleagues as Limelighters and sang the national anthem, and then went back and played football.
Indeed.
And that's very symbolic of the layman experience, students doing multiple things and having those experiences. And I think that's so beneficial for our young people.
Now let's take a minute and highlight key upcoming special events.
Sure. Well, our homecoming is always a huge annual event that everyone looks forward to, and it's actually kind of a three-day extravaganza. There's a homecoming parade on Thursday, September 28th, right here on the grounds of Layman. Then Friday, of course, is the game, And then Saturday is the homecoming dance. So everyone's looking forward to that about 3 weeks from now coming up. Then typically in the fall we would do a big fundraising event called Harvest Auction. Well, we're shifting a little bit this year, and we're making that a wintertime event. And that will actually be January 27th. And we'll have a lot of news coming out about that over the next few weeks. But I also want to mention, as we begin our annual fund campaign, which is always so important, that annual support that so many give us to help fund the difference that our revenue and tuition and the cost to educate that helps cover that gap. We're going to be celebrating the National Day of Giving this year on Tuesday, November 28th. So that'll be a little new for us, and you'll be hearing a lot about that coming up in the weeks ahead, too, to build a little excitement around that. And then, of course, I mentioned our open house coming up on Wednesday, November 15th, starting here at 6:30. So that's really a great opportunity for anyone who has any interest at all in Layman to come and learn about the school and take a look at the facilities, meet students, meet faculty and staff. So we invite everyone and encourage everyone to come on out and spend some time with us.
Chris Knight, new first-year president, Layman Catholic. I really enjoyed the opportunity to spend time with you here at the half of Layman Catholic football.
Thank you so much, Jack, and thanks for covering the game, and go Cavs.
That was Chris Knight, the new Layman Catholic president. We are here at halftime of this Three Rivers Conference game between Milton Union and Layman. The Bulldogs on top, 20-7. We are going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we will have the second half for you. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Brian Filling, in for Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. Milton Union leads Layman Catholic 20-7 as we are getting ready to start the third quarter. Cavaliers won the toss and deferred the second half. So after Layman scored to cut the gap to 13 points at halftime, the Cavaliers get it to start the second half and have the opportunity to really make this one interesting.
Well, they didn't have a lot of offense, only 101 total yards in the first half. They're going to have to be better than 4 of 17 throwing it, and they're going to have to run the ball a little bit better.
Again, it is always tough when you dig yourself such a hole like that, and that has been the story the two times we've seen them. They did the same thing against Southeastern, did come back and made that one very interesting. Southeastern eventually won by 9. The kickoff is fielded by Lachey. He breaks through the middle, running towards the home sideline across the 50. Gets all the way down inside the 10, knocked out of bounds. That's one way to get in it that quickly. Great kickoff return by Turner Lachey.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that kick was a line drive. Lachey caught it on the run, and he broke through that first line and did a great job of setting up the block. Almost got himself a touchdown.
Lachey ran up the middle and then ran left towards the home sideline on that one. Layman will make this really interesting with a score here. They do not have far to go.
86-yard kickoff return right there.
First and goal at the Milton 4. Cavaliers close to getting within 6 points. O'Leary is back in the backfield. He is joined to his left
William
by
Ford's
Will Ford.
There, yeah.
There is a handoff. It goes to Ford. Ford runs right, gets into the end zone, and gets a touchdown. We do have a penalty flag.
Unsportsmanlike, I think it's going to be afterwards.
I think that is what they're going to call, Chuck, as you said, that was well after he got across. I don't think they liked what he did once he got across. And it is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Cavaliers, so that 4-yard touchdown run by Will Ford stands.
Well, he went into like a high step and a kind of a point when he got in the end zone. Can't do that. I mean, I know he's excited, but you got to pretend like you've been there before.
But the Cavaliers are already within 7 because Milton had their first extra point attempt of the night blocked. Bulldogs made their PATs on their second and third touchdown. So with a kick here from Daniel Carlisle, the Cavaliers can pull within 6 points. Snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. Layman Catholic pulls within 20-14 of Milton Union. The Bulldogs scored the first three touchdowns. Layman has scored the last two in just under 2 minutes of play, scoring within the last minute of the second quarter and 19 seconds in the third quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Kickoff all the way back at the 25. It is booted by Carlisle, fielded near the 30 by Charlie Lane of Milton Union, and he is hit hard at the 43-yard line. Still will be decent field position for the Bulldogs, but you can tell the Cavaliers are feeling the momentum.
Oh, absolutely. Jackson Kennedy made the tackle there. It looked like he was cutting it back and was going to have some room, and Kennedy just laid him out.
And Jackson Kennedy, a freshman, one of several on the roster for the Cavaliers. His older brother is Seth, who's been a multi-year starter on the offensive line for the Laymen. Kimmel under center. He tosses back to Mayfield. Mayfield runs left and picks up about five. It's been a while since we saw Milton Union's offense. The Bulldogs didn't have many problems running at all on their first possessions. It was an interception on a third and 10 that set up Lehman's touchdown drive late in the second quarter. And the Bulldogs offense back on the field now for the first time since then. Second and six from Milton's 47. Kimmel under center. He hands off to Foos, who runs forward. He gets it across the 50. It will be a little short of the Lehman 49, but it is just over the 50-yard line into Lehman territory. This will be a third and about three.
A long three or a short four?
10:30 and counting as the Bulldogs line up. Kimmel under center. He hands it off to Foos, who bulldozes his way forward. He's still going all the way down inside the 40.
That was a 12-yard run, and it should have been maybe a 2-yard run.
As a result, the Bulldogs get their first down of the second half. And that series there looked a lot like what we saw from Milton Union in the first half. Big possession for Lehman's defense to try to answer the call here as they've scored the last two touchdowns to get back in it. Kimmel hands off to Mayfield. Peyton Mayfield runs right, and that is a loss. He was unable to get upfield, and that is a loss of about three. So it will be a second and 13 from the 43.
Lehman's defense pursuing very well here to start the third quarter.
Bulldogs ready. Kimmel is about 3 yards back. Takes a low snap. Fires a quick pass off left to Mayfield. Mayfield runs left up the home sideline. He gets a first down, but he is caught by Lehman's. That was 13, correct, Chuck? I don't see that number. Oh, there was Devin Pride. I thought we had him. And it was a great tackle. But were you thinking a potential penalty there?
I thought he tackled him pretty high. I thought he was up around the neck. But official didn't call it, and good for Lehman. But another really nice play on third down, third and long.
By Milton Union. Now, they have converted most of those. Again, that interception, their one issue on third down tonight. Kimmel takes the snap. He runs forward. Won't be a gain of much, but it is a gain of about three. He was met early. They whistle the play dead. 8:36 and counting.
Well, you better be securing the football because Lehman tackles the ball. They are trying to strip him every time.
So it will be a second and about eight. Okay. Ball is spotted just short of the 25.
All right, I was going to say, Kimmel lost his helmet, has to come out for a snap, so they're going to have to go with another quarterback for at least for one play.
And the Bulldogs are running out Carson Berner right now at quarterback.
That's a big Wes Milton name from the past. Rusty Berner, basketball coach. They had a really nice run with him.
Berner hands off to Foose, and Foose bulldozes his way forward again. He is inside the 20.
Gee whiz.
Inside the 15, and is finally brought down at the 6-yard line. So Berner did a great job there on that handoff. It was clean, and Foose was off to the races once again. He is so quick and so strong to boot.
Man, he is strong.
We did have a late flag that came in after the ball was, after the play was whistled dead. The officials are talking right now. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Cavaliers is the call that goes against Jerron Pride.
You got to keep your cool. I mean, you're in the game. It's a 6-point game.
And it's a first and 10, and after that penalty, the ball is moved forward.
About to the three?
Yes, to the three. So it was at the six, half the distance to the goal. So Milton Union's offense working so far. Lehman has a last chance to stop it. And they nearly did, but Foose was able to bounce free after getting a hit initially. He took the handoff and ran left, went 3 yards into the end zone. That was amazing again, Chuck, to see him after first contact just shake off that tackle.
Oh, he got hit again, but they're hitting him high trying to strip the ball. Nobody's getting into his legs.
We had three flags come in.
We have a dead ball, personal foul, number 20 for the offense.
So a penalty against Milton after the touchdown, which does stand. So again, that is a 3-yard TD run by Foose.
Now Milton will be kicking off from their own 25, so Lehman should get real good field position.
Personal foul, 20 in the offense. That will be applied on the kickoff. We'll try from the 3-yard line.
Clock stopped with 7 minutes and 53 seconds left.
Boy, I tell you what, that he must have done something because every official threw their flag.
Yes, like I said, that was three officials who threw, so they all saw that. Bulldogs getting set for the PAT. Their lead is at 26-14.
I wonder if they're going to go for two here.
That is what I have been wondering as well. Wyatt Kimmel running out, and he is giving the orders to the huddle. It looks like the Bulldogs are going to go for two. Kimmel under center. Man in motion. And the man in motion gets the handoff. That is Peyton Mayfield. He runs left after getting the handoff and gets in easily for the 2-point conversion. And that 2-point conversion by Mayfield after the 3-yard touchdown run by Foose gives Milton Union an even 14-point lead, 28-14, with 7 minutes and 53 seconds left in the third quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Milton Union goes down and scores on its first possession of the second half. The Bulldogs lead Lehman 28-14.
A big 2-point conversion there to get it to a 14-point instead of a 13-point lead.
Absolutely. Lehman, though, has shown signs on offense of life. They have done much better after struggling for almost all the first half. Again, they scored with 11 seconds to go in that second quarter to cut it to 20-7. After a big kickoff return to start the third, they scored again to cut it to 20-14, but they're still playing catch-up right now and are down by 14 points. This kickoff is fielded. It looked like he was going to let it bounce to the end zone, but Turner Lachey picks it up. He's trying to make something happen here. He's still inside the five. He dives forward and gets to about the 7. So, again, that penalty, as we talked about, was assessed on the kickoff. We thought Lehman was going to have good field position. Turns out they do not, as they will start inside their own 10.
Well, Lachey, I think the ball was going to go in the end zone, but, he just had an 86-yard return, so it's hard to complain that he picked it up and tried to make a return out of that. And the officials...
Blindside block. Number one against Lehman. We'll go after
Justin. First down. They're getting really chippy out there on the field, and the officials, I think, are making the calls to try to keep it under control.
So Seth Kanapke is charged with a blindside block penalty on that. The officials mark the ball initially, and now they walk off the penalty. That puts Lehman inside the 5, moves the ball back. It's placed in between the 3 and the 4-yard line. First and 10 for Lehman, who will have its backfield in the end zone. O'Leary, there goes the snap, over his head, out the back of the end zone, and that is a safety for the Bulldogs. Make that a 30-14 lead for Milton Union with 7 minutes and 44 seconds left. That was an unfortunate kickoff there for Lehman. Unfortunate penalty and an unfortunate snap. And Milton Union has the momentum firmly in its grasp right after that safety.
Yeah, that was just a terrible snap. But the kickoff, I don't know how a guy, you kick off in a 25 and they start from their own 4. That's amazing.
A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Their highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing, has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Their workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing is proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to support them. Now, Lehman, after that penalty, had to kick off from its own 20. They do that short kickoff, hoping maybe that Milton was going to mishandle it like they did the first time, but Milton was ready for it there. It is cleanly caught, and the Bulldogs, as a result, will start this drive at the Cavaliers 38.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what you needed to do from the 20. You don't want to, he kind of pooch kicked it and hoped that it got to the ground, but Berner did a nice job, backup quarterback.
So Milton has scored 8 consecutive points after a safety and a touchdown and 2-point conversion. Let me restate that. 10. That's my Wright State math skills there.
Going, you did good earlier.
Yes. 10 straight points for Milton to have taken a 30-14 lead. Milton Union calls a timeout with 7 minutes and 44 seconds left, and we'll take a timeout here too. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Kimmel hands it off to who else? Jordan Foos, and Foos from the 38 bulldozes his way inside the 20 to start this possession for the Bulldogs. So another big run by Foos coming out of that Milton Union timeout. We have some whistles here, something else going on. Officials timeout. Looks like an equipment issue. Clock stops with 7 minutes and 33 seconds left while that goes on. Milton Union now has it in the red zone. The ball spotted at the 18. Clock starts again. And the Bulldogs a mere 18 yards away from taking a more comfortable lead. Kimmel under center. He takes the snap. Gives it to Foos. Foos runs into his own lineman and then is met by a group of Lehman Cavaliers. So that will be a loss of a couple. And we'll bring up a second and 12. They spot the ball at the 20-yard line, right on the line.
Well, it's still a two-possession game at 16. If they give up any points here, it's going to be tough for them to come back. It's going to be tough anyway, but
yes,
three scores, going to be tough.
As we talked about in the first half, it was a tough start for Lehman, falling behind 14-0 to Southeastern 2 weeks ago. Milton Union took a 20-0 lead early in this one. Lehman showed some life, tried climbing out of the hole, but they still have more work to do. Taking the handoff there is Peyton Mayfield. Mayfield races around the left side, cuts up the field, and gets in on a 20-yard touchdown run with 6 minutes and 22 seconds left. We'd seen great strength from Foos. Mayfield showed his quickness there, and Peyton Mayfield gives the Bulldogs a 36-14 lead pending this extra point attempt.
Well, I tell you, Wyatt Kimmel, not flashy, but he does a great job back there at quarterback running the show. I'm impressed.
Hold is down, the kick is up, and it is good. Braden Schauer makes another extra point attempt, and the Bulldogs have a 13-point lead over the Cavaliers with 6 minutes and 22 seconds left in the third quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
A 23-point lead for Milton Union. I misstated it as we went to break. 37-14 over Lehman. Clock stop with 6 minutes and 22 seconds left as the Bulldogs prepare to kick off. Braden Schauer in again for the kickoff, this time at the 40. He was able to pin Lehman inside its own 10 last time. It is a kick towards the left, bounces, and is fielded at the 5 by Lachey. Lachey in trouble. Got about 5 yards, though, and gets it all the way to the 16 is where they will spot it. So Lehman has a lot of work to do to get back in it and a lot of ground to cover, starting deep in its own territory again.
This is one where the coaches are going to have a lot to talk about, a lot of coaching points on the film.
Lehman again was rolling heading into this one after a big win over Benjamin Logan, 56-14 last week. Milton Union had lost 2 games in lopsided fashion, but as we said, if anyone was questioning them after losing to a stout team in Valley View, who's 3-0 entering tomorrow's game, and a Division III Oakwood team, Milton has answered it. They are still decent. O'Leary completes a pass to Lachey over the middle. That's to the 36, a first down for the Cavaliers. Ball down at the 31-yard line. Lachey is a 5'10" sophomore receiver. He had a good freshman year last year and is a big piece of this Lehman offense as a sophomore. He, of course, had the big kickoff return to start the third quarter, and that enabled Lehman to score quickly to cut the gap to 20-14. Milton Union has scored 17 straight points since then. Two touchdowns, 1 2-point conversion, one extra point, and one safety. O'Leary was in trouble there through a pass at the feet of a receiver. Was able to avoid being sacked.
Yep, did brings a good
up,
job.
Brings up a 2nd and 10 from the Lehman 31. O'Leary in the backfield. He drops back to pass, looking, then takes off running. He gets a couple, but he is brought down.
Good coverage downfield. He had some time. Nobody to throw the ball to.
Third and 10. They say that he was at the original line of scrimmage. 5 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Clock is running after that run. O'Leary drops back to pass. He's looking deep, in trouble. Fires one off toward the visitor's sideline. It is out of bounds. He was looking for Seth Kanapke on that. So, Lehman will punt after getting one first down.
And 5 of 20 throwing the football tonight for the Cavaliers. Not going to get it done.
Milton Union has just been dominant up front on both sides of the ball, Chuck.
Absolutely.
They have put a lot of pressure on O'Leary on defense, and that offensive line has blocked well and assisted in a great rushing effort by Milton Union's running backs. Milton Union could have decent field position here. Lehman will hope to punt it far and hope for a bounce. We do have a whistle. It is a false start against Lehman, so yeah. The Cavaliers will have to punt it again and back them up another 5 yards.
Well, that's tells you where your mind is when you don't have somebody didn't know they were on the punt team, and he didn't get out there and didn't get set in time. That's when the flag came in.
And that is now a 4th and 15 from the 25 as Lehman will prepare to punt it. Back at the Milton 35 is Peyton Mayfield. Punt is much shorter this time. Hits just short of the 50. Bounces and goes out of bounds in Milton territory on the other side of the 50. The official says it's out at the Milton 40-yard line. So the Bulldogs will take over at midfield with 4 minutes and 51 seconds left in the third quarter. They again have scored 17 straight points. It was 20-14 in favor of Milton with 11 minutes and 41 seconds left in this quarter. And with 4:51 to go, Milton has regained control. They are ahead by 23. A touchdown and an extra point would make this a running clock if they are able to score on this drive. Kimmel takes the handoff. Excuse me. Kimmel takes the snap and gives it to Nichols. Nichols gets a nice gain to the 44-yard line.
Lehman's run 5 plays here in the third quarter, but saved them initially was the 86-yard kickoff return, and they got the 4-yard touchdown. Other than that, they've had no offense.
And after some problems for Milton in its first 3 games, they have already scored a season high here tonight. A young group for Milton, and definitely a promising start to Three Rivers Conference play here. Lehman has a Herculean task ahead to get back into it. There is a false start penalty for Milton on that 2nd and 3. So that will put the ball back to Lehman's 49.
I don't know if people will be shocked that Milton won, but I think they'll be surprised by the score.
So after that penalty, a 2nd and 8 for the Bulldogs. In Lehman, big winners over Benjamin Logan and Lima Perry. We carried their game a little less than 2 weeks ago against Southeastern here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Cavaliers had some problems in that one, and they have shown some problems tonight. No problems on that play, though. It was a handoff to the left, and Lehman stuffed the running back back at about the original line of scrimmage.
That was Seth Lowry. I think that's the first time he's carried the ball. He's a sophomore running back.
And they say it was no gain, so it will be a third and eight from the Milton 49 with 3:15 and counting left in this third quarter. Kimmel back in the shotgun, takes the snap, fires it quick, and it is completed over the middle to Foose. Foose unable to get the first down, though. He does pick up about 4 or 5, and the ball will be spotted at the 45. That will bring up a 4th and about 5. So Milton will punt it here. Was a good possession there by the Cavaliers.
Yep.
Again, could have been a running clock if Milton drove down and scored. So Lehman will get the ball back here in the third quarter with an opportunity to try to put a possession together and once again get back in it.
Wow.
Punt goes out of bounds inside the 10. The official comes down and says it went out at the 4. So it will be deep in Lehman territory again. And again, it was a safety that you can point to as the biggest turning point of the game so far. After Lehman made that run, Milton had the nice possession, went down to take a 14-point lead after Lehman cut it to 6. The safety made it 30-14, and the Bulldogs, after the safety on the next possession, drove down and scored again. And it was a snap over the head of O'Leary that went out the back of the end zone. That was the cause of the safety. O'Leary in the end zone once again. He is joined in the back by Pride. O'Leary gets the snap and fires off a quick pass to the visitor's sideline. There he finds Seth Kanapke. That is a first down, so a nice 10-yard pickup. Ball is spotted at the Lehman 15-yard line. Oh, they say he did not go out of bounds, so the clock continues to roll here in this third quarter. O'Leary with Pride out of the shotgun again. O'Leary gets the snap, fires a pass. He was looking out for Lachey. Lachey unable to come up with it, so it will be a 2nd and 10.
Yeah, I think that should have been caught. Hit him in the hands. I think he was looking up the field to see where the defenders were, and he took his eye off the ball.
And tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jack Kramer will be back with Chuck. Fort Laramie travels to Columbus Academy. It was a good game between those two last year. And this year the Redskins travel to Gahanna for the game. Pass goes out of bounds there by O'Leary. He was looking for Kanapke along the visitor's sideline. That will bring up a 3rd and 10 with 1:53 left in this third quarter. Cavaliers again have the ball at their own 15. O'Leary with Pride in the backfield. Out of the shotgun once again. O'Leary calls some instructions to the line. Here's the snap. O'Leary drops back. He is looking deep. Fires it up near the 40. Nearly picked off. Good coverage by Milton Union. The intended receiver for Lehman was Lachey. And there is a late flag coming up. Wasn't sure if they were going to call it on there. Lachey was struggling to get up, and he was on top of a Milton defender who got up from under him. So after an incomplete pass, Lehman will keep this drive alive thanks to that penalty by Milton Union.
We had a 10 ball, personal foul, 13 on the defense, 15 on the end. One on the first down.
The officials mark it up to the 30-yard line. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Cavaliers from there with 1:46 left.
The kid was just trying to get Lachey off the top of him. I'm not sure that that was a good call.
O'Leary takes a snap. He looks towards the visitor sideline. It is incomplete. Konapke, once again, was the intended retarder on that side of the field.
That was a linebacker that got over there. And I'm going to find his number here in a second. Carson Levy, good job of breaking that pass up.
Lehman in the huddle. Back near the 25. It will again be second and 10 from the 30. Donovan O'Leary in the backfield with Pride. O'Leary able to get the high snap. He's looking, fires a pass over the middle. It is off the hands of Lachey at about the 40. Would have been a first down if Lachey was able to come up with it. A penalty on the field. Block, legal shift for Lehman.
Were you on second and 15 or third and 10? I think I want third and 10.
Illegal shift on the offense. That penalty is declined.
And Brett Pierce agrees with you there, Chuck.
Boy,
penalty is declined. And
I'm a wizard tonight.
It will be a third and 10 from the 34 Lehman.
I wouldn't mind seeing a quarterback run here now, quarterback draw. Run everybody out, put somebody in motion, and block it up the middle. Cross in the middle and give him a hole.
O'Leary has been a big playmaker on his legs the last couple of years. He's back in the shotgun with Pride, takes the snap, drops back to pass, throws, and finds a receiver. It's Devin Pride. Pride catches it short of the first down, gains another 5 yards after the catch, rushing forward through the middle of the field, and gives the Cavaliers a fresh set of downs. Ball is at the Lehman 45 after that 15-yard completion.
I'm not sure how you're down 23 points and you have one more first down than Milton.
O'Leary drops back to pass again.
Good defense. Oh,
it went off of Lachey's hands, and as you may have guessed from Chuck's reaction there, a penalty flag comes in. I agree with you, Chuck. I didn't think that was pass interference there.
Nope.
But we can probably safely assume that is going to be the call.
Pass interference on the defense, number 17.
Lehman will take any break it can get, though. 1:12 left in the third quarter. And that penalty will give the Cavaliers the ball in Milton territory. It is at the Milton 40. O'Leary in the backfield. He drops back to pass. Milton busts through. O'Leary's in trouble and sacked.
Good job of hanging on to the football, boy.
He was able to do that, and it was as he was hit from behind and fell down. There making the sack was Jacob Schuler, a sophomore for the Bulldogs.
As he turned, he took a shot right on the football. That's just strength by that kid.
The bulk of Milton Union's roster is underclassmen.
Yeah, the only one you look at that you're going to really, really miss is Jordan Foose.
Bulldogs have 6 seniors and 7 juniors. O'Leary on the run again after Milton applies early pressure, but he scrambles to the visitor sideline, heaves it deep down, nearly caught. Is it caught? It is caught. How about that? Rushing over was Devin Pride from the other side of the field. He catches it diving down. I thought the ball may have hit the turf.
It absolutely
before he caught
did.
It. Chuck agrees with me then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're looking right at it. The ball bounced up into his arms.
But Lehman will take the break. The Milton fans definitely voicing their displeasure at that from the other side of the field. What was the yardage on that reception there,
I'll
Chuck?
Trade you. It was 42 yards. Who caught the ball?
That was Devin Pride who came up with that reception. So Devin Pride, a 42-yard touchdown reception. No instant replay in high school. Still, Milton has a comfortable lead, 37-20, pending the extra point attempt. Daniel Carlisle in for the PAT for the Cavaliers. The kick is up, and it is no good. So it will stay 37-20. However, that does give Lehman a bit of life with 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cavaliers not completely out of it yet. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
That 42-yard touchdown reception by Devin Pride is your Wisebridge play of the quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solution. Make your next play to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And that was one call that nobody in this stadium will disagree with, as one of the layman players on the kickoff got a huge early start ahead of his kicker.
Jackson Kennedy, he was getting ready to go down there and make a play. The kid had, he's a sophomore, and he's had a heck of a nice game.
That will put the kickoff now at the 35-yard line. Cavaliers just pulled within 17 points after that touchdown reception by Devin Pride.
And the longest quarter ever in high school football.
Yes, this has been very long. We're going on, what, about 50 minutes or so here in this third quarter. A lot of scoring, too. It was 20-7 at halftime. Two Milton players run into each other, but the Bulldogs are able to field it.
That's what happened on the other kickoff. They knocked it away from each other.
This time, though, holding on to it was Carson Berner for the Bulldogs. That would have been a big break for Lehman, but Milton keeps it, and with 16 seconds left in this third quarter, will start at its own 38. Wyatt Kimmel runs out from the sideline. Milton lines up. Kimmel is under center. He gets the snap, keeps it himself. Don't know if that was a failed handoff or not. Lehman meets him, and they whistle the play dead with everybody still on the ground. Still, that is marked off as a loss of four, and that is the final play of the third quarter. Milton Union leads Lehman Catholic 37-20. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details and Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna, to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Milton Union leads Lehman 37-20 as we start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. First Three Rivers Conference game of the season, period, as this game is on Thursday, a day ahead of when the rest of the opening round of TRC play is scheduled to happen. It was a no gain. Actually, I think it was a gain of one on that play. It was second and 13 on a run up the middle for Milton Union. Now it is a third and 12, 11-15 and counting to go. And we have a whistle shortly after Peyton Mayfield had taken a handoff from Wyatt Kimmel. It is a false start on Milton Union. And the Bulldogs could be facing their second consecutive three and out here. And when they're trying to run out the clock here, it's not something they want to do, but a potential another big three and out by Lehman.
I don't think you take a chance and throw it here unless you throw something really safe.
They, again, have been pretty successful on third down tonight. We'll see what happens here. Kimmel keeps it. He rolls back to pass. He's under pressure. It is a pass at the feet of Milton defenders near the first down marker. Incomplete, so the Bulldogs will punt. Clock has stopped with 10 minutes and 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Milton Union here. If they would be able to get a touchdown, an extra point could pull within 10 on this possession. Could pull within 9 with a two-point conversion. I wouldn't think that would be the route they would go, but Chuck, I was there, as you guys were calling it last week, in Xenia. Sydney went 4-2, down 11 after scoring a touchdown and cut the gap to 9 points. It was something you don't see much, but that was what Coach Dave Tainer opted to do. Sydney could not come any further back than that. The punt for Milton goes down to the Lehman 37-yard line. The Cavaliers will start from there with 10 minutes and 42 seconds left. O'Leary gets the snap. He's in trouble once again. Runs to his right, then tucks it, and bulldozes his way into a Milton defender to gain a few extra yards. That is a gain of about 4. They place the ball at the 42-yard line. It is a 2nd and 6. O'Leary comes down with a high snap there. Fires off a quick pass. It is incomplete, nearly intercepted. In the neighborhood for Milton Union on that.
21, wherever the heck he is.
Was William Johns.
There you go.
3rd and 6 for the Cavaliers with 10 minutes and 10 seconds left. O'Leary takes the snap, drops back to pass, fires it to the visitor's sideline. He finds his running back, Deron Pride, who breaks loose up the sideline. He's going to be in there for a touchdown. Looked like could have been a short gain. Instead, Deron Pride races up that visitor's sideline. And with 9 minutes and 57 seconds left in this fourth quarter, Lehman is back in it. Again, Lehman cut the gap to 20-14 early in the third. And then Milton Union took a 37-14 lead. And after that extra point attempt by Daniel Carlisle, the Cavaliers are within 10 points at 37-27. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
A 42-yard touchdown reception by Devin Pride and a 58-yard reception by Deron Pride have got Lehman back in this game. Milton Union ahead by double digits, though, still 37-27 with 9:57 left in the second quarter. Milton Union has had 2 3 and outs, and Lehman has scored after each. The Bulldogs will try to get their offense going. It's slowed for the first time tonight.
5 completions in the second half for 139 yards.
And again, that touchdown reception was a short pass to Deron Pride. O'Leary threw to his left toward the visitor's sideline, and Pride was able to race ahead of Milton defenders to get into the end zone. Very nice play. Chuck, as you noted, he showed his speed on that one. The kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback. Milton Union will start at its own 20. 9:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs again ahead by 10 points.
Well, he was even with the defender at the 40-yard line, and he was 15 yards ahead of him when he scored.
Again, the Cavaliers have scored the last 13 points. Carlisle missed his PAT on Devin Pride's touchdown reception. He just made it on Deron Pride's touchdown reception. Kimmel under center, and he hands off. He gives the ball to a running back who gains a few yards on that play. Looks like more than I thought, as they spot that all the way down to the 26, it looks like. I believe... I don't know what I believe on who carried that shot.
That was Foos.
Foos, okay, thank you. I completely missed the number on that one. Jordan Foos has shown his strength. I should have known by that second effort that it was Foos, because he has shown that ability many times tonight.
So he carried 8 people, 5 yards.
Kimmel hands it off. It's fumbled and recovered by Lehman. Mayfield lost it after getting a handoff, and the Cavaliers are in great field position after recovering that. That is at the 26 where the Cavaliers will have it. No, I stand corrected. That is marked at the 23.
Well, he talked about not being able to finish games. They were playing well with Oakwood and got ran out in the fourth quarter, and now they're struggling here in the fourth quarter against the Cavaliers.
Now, Lehman threatening to pull within 3 here. O'Leary takes the snap, and he takes off on his own up the middle, evades defenders, cuts it inside the 10, inside the 5, and is brought down at about the 3-yard line. Good number, Cavaliers, first down. 8:57 left in the third quarter. Milton Union was ahead 37-14 with 6 minutes and 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Lehman threatening to have scored 20 straight. O'Leary takes the snap, goes up the middle, and scores on a 3-yard touchdown run with 8 minutes and 38 seconds left. So that cuts the gap to 37-33, pending the extra point attempt. A big extra point attempt for Carlisle, because he is a good field goal threat. So the Cavaliers, if needed, could kick it to tie it. The kick is up, and it is down the middle. Good. There is a flag. Tentatively, Lehman has cut the gap to 3 points. We will see what the penalty is.
Boy, what pressure on the Milton Union offense now, because they've gotten really conservative. And they're going to really, they're really going to have to kind of open it up a little bit. I think they need to score again to win this game.
Well, Daniel Carlisle will now have to kick it from 10 yards further back after that penalty.
Yeah, Kanapke, the guy was coming around the end on him, and he stuck a hand out and grabbed him.
Carlisle will be kicking from the 20. O'Leary is the holder. Ball is down, kick is up, and it is good. A little to the left, but it's through the uprights. And Lehman has scored 20 straight points to pull within 37 to 34 of Milton Union with 8:38 left in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Milton Union scored the first 20 points of this game. Milton, after Lehman cut the gap to 20-14, that was 14 straight points by the Cavaliers. Milton then responded with 17 straight points, and now Lehman has scored 20 straight points. A game of runs. And it has made it a close game.
Well, I tell you what, with Carlisle's leg, I'm not sure why they're choosing this pooch that's giving the ball to him on the 40. I mean, kick it and go
yes.
Cover. I mean, he's got a good leg.
And as Chuck noted, after Lehman once again does that, Milton gets the ball at its own 41. So
well, Ian,
near the 50 to start here.
Ian Coffey did a nice job. He called for a fair catch. And that took all the defenders away from him.
8 minutes and 38 seconds left. Lehman again has scored three straight touchdowns to pull within three. Milton Union gives the ball there to Jordan Foos, who bullies his way up the middle for a nice gain. Looks like that will be a gain of 8 and will bring up a second and 2. It will be at the Milton 49-yard line. Carlisle last season did not attempt a field goal.
Well, that 30-yard extra point he just kicked, he had another 15, 20 yards on it.
Yes. He has not attempted a field goal yet this year. He entered tonight 19 for 21 on extra point attempts. He has missed one tonight. He's made the rest. That is a first down for the Bulldogs there. A short gain up the middle. It is at the Lehman Catholic 45, so those three runs there were like what we saw from Milton Union until the midpoint of that third quarter. The Bulldogs again had 2 3 and outs. Lehman scored touchdowns directly after both of those 2 3 and outs to get back in this.
That was their first down here in the second half.
Kimmel under center. He hands it off to Foos. Foos once again goes forward. And he's tackled down by O'Leary. O'Leary grabbed him and threw him forward to tackle him. So
Again, they're all up in the around the shoulder pads, and you are not. He's going to get another 5 yards on you before you can get him down. I don't understand why they're not trying to get into his legs.
He was falling down there. I think if O'Leary had left him, he would have fallen down
about 4 instead of 7.
Yes. Instead, O'Leary helped add on a few. And again, this is a huge drive for Lehman's defense to try to get it. They've done well the last two, but Milton back and driving here. 2nd and 3 from the Lehman 38. Mayfield gets a toss to him. And he is brought down for a big loss. That's going to be about a 3rd and 10.
That's just a silly call.
Milton had done so well every other play of this drive, running from under center. They toss it back there, and the loss makes it a 3rd and 8. The ball is at the Lehman 43.
Well, the last two times they've run that play, they fumbled and gave Lehman a touchdown, and they lost 5 yards. I like Foose up the middle. That's just me. But now they're in a situation where they may have to think about throwing it.
And they are in the shotgun. Kimmel with a running back in the backfield. Receivers all to his left. He fires a quick pass up to Foose, and that will not be a first down. Foose gets it back to the 41-yard line. It will be a 4th and about 6 for the Bulldogs to bring on the punting team. Milton Union got the ball up by a score of 37-14. Looked like it would have an opportunity to score and put on a running clock. Lehman instead has scored 20 straight points and is going to get the ball again. That punt goes out of bounds at the, they're going to mark it all the way down at the 10.
No, they're going to move it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the 15. It will still be deep in its own territory, but Lehman's offense has shown the ability to drive long distances here in this second half.
I think all the pressure is on Milton Union right now. Lehman's on the roll.
Again, the Bulldogs were ahead 37-14 with 6:22 left in the second quarter. Devin Pride caught a 42-yard touchdown pass. It appeared to hit the turf before that, but it still counted. That cut it to 37-20. Deron Pride hauled in a 58-yard TD to cut it to 37-27, and O'Leary ran in from 3 yards out to cut it to 37-34. Carlisle missed the extra point on the first of those three PATs. He made it on the rest. There is an incomplete pass for Lehman on the first play of this drive.
O'Leary showing what an athlete he is, because besides that snap for a safety, he's caught 3 or 4 that are rifled, that are above his head, and he just has great hands to make that catch.
So a 2nd and 10. Ball was placed at the 16 officially after going out. O'Leary keeps it himself after faking the handoff. He loses it, and it is recovered by Mayfield of Milton Union, who races the rest of the way into the end zone for a touchdown. O'Leary looked to be on a big gain there, but it comes out. Peyton Mayfield right there. He grabbed it and was off to the end zone. That was about a 20-yard return.
23.
We talked about Mayfield during this game. Besides Foose, those two have had many great plays.
Boy,
and that
what a
was
turnaround
a
that was.
Yes, that was a huge play for Milton Union. They can take a 10-point lead again if Braden Schauer makes this extra point attempt. The hold is down, the kick is up, and it is good. Milton Union takes a 44-34 lead over Lehman Catholic with 4:54 left in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McMee. Peyton Mayfield recovers a fumble and returns it 23 yards for a touchdown. And that has given Milton Union a double-digit lead again at 44-24. That fumble recovery and touchdown by Mayfield is your Wisebridge play of the fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Decent kickoff return by Lehman, but we have a flag that came in.
Came in really late.
The ball was at the 34 after the kickoff return. Looks like it's going to be against Lehman. Lehman player is walking back. Here comes the official up to Lehman coach Dwayne Rowley. Lehman again at 2-1 on the season. This is the first Three Rivers Conference game for both of these squads. Lehman will travel to Miami East next Friday. We'll play at the Vikings' new turf field in Castown. So it was an illegal participation, and the officials wave it off and say, by their judgment, the player did not participate in the play.
I think the Lehman coaching staff made them feel that we didn't participate in the play.
Miami East looks improved. They are 2-1 entering their game tomorrow. Milton Union next week, scheduled to travel on Friday to Troy Christian, who's 1-2. O'Leary back. Throws towards the home sideline. Pass is incomplete. He was looking on that play for Evan O'Leary.
Charlie Lane came up. He's another sophomore. Boy, they are just loaded with sophomores on here, aren't they?
They are. Donovan O'Leary is one of multiple year varsity players for the Cavaliers. Ethan Stiver, Seth Kennedy, J.D. Barhorst, and Seth Kanapke are ones I know off the top of my head that are also multiple-year players, so they will lose some. Pass intercepted. O'Leary threw deep. It is picked off by Peyton Mayfield. After a fumble recovery, Mayfield races all the way back up on this interception return to the 21-yard line. We do have a flag coming in. I think that's going to be on Milton. I'm not sure, though. I don't know if he said something. If not, one of the Lehman players must have said something.
Yeah, it's going to be on Milton. They're just a little flag happy now. They must be thinking they're getting paid by the hour.
After the change of possession, we had that ball, unsportsmanlike.
So an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty will shave off some of that interception return, but Peyton Mayfield, how about his fourth quarter?
He's amazing.
From a recovery for a touchdown, and he raced a good 30 or so yards on that interception return. After the unsportsmanlike penalty, after Mayfield was forced out of bounds, that will shove the ball back to the Lehman 36-yard line. Still a 1st and 10 for there from Milton with 4:27 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs now in a great position to put this one away, which they have been unable to do to this point. Kimmel gives it to Foose, and Foose bulldozes his way for a first down straight up the middle. I think he got down inside the 25. Looks like they will spot it. No, they're going to put it right at the 25.
13 first downs by each team tonight now.
Again, the Bulldogs scored the first three touchdowns of the game, led 22-0, then scored 17 straight points to take a 30-27 lead. Lehman had battled back each time, but after that fumble recovery for a touchdown, Milton with the opportunity to have scored 14 straight here if they can get it in. All right, in great position to run out the clock, nonetheless, with under four to play. Ball is whistled. Dead. I think that is either a short gain or it's back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like they're going to give it a gain.
Yard and a half, maybe.
Yep. We have a timeout called. We will take a timeout with Milton on top, 34-44 with the ball late in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Lehman Catholic took that timeout. It was its first of this second half. Cavaliers have two left. Ball is at the 23. It will be a 2nd and 8 from there for Milton Union. Bulldogs ahead by 10, looking to put this one away. Wyatt Kimmel under center for Milton. He takes the snap and hands it off to Foose. Foose bounces off one defender, spins his way down inside the 15. Think he got up to the 13.
Wow.
Foose has just been incredibly impressive throughout this game, as has Peyton Mayfield. I think it's an early look at the Milton Union Clancy stars of the game.
They're both written down already.
Foose, very physical, has a nice combination of speed and strength.
This would have been a big computer point night for the Cavaliers if they could have pulled this thing off.
Kimmel under center. Foose gets the handoff from him. He gets a couple on that one. It will be a 2nd and about 7 or so. Yeah, a huge pickup it will be for Milton, computer points-wise, because you imagine Lehman is still going to rattle off several Three Rivers Conference victories this season with Troy Christian, Covington, and Bethel, three that have all had early struggles.
And what division is Milton? Are they 5?
They are 5, yes, okay. Yep. They were 4 2 years ago, and they dropped back to 5 last year. I know that was something they wanted with that large senior group they had, and they made a nice run. Made it to a Division V regional final.
My goodness.
Foose takes another handoff, bounces off tacklers once again, and he gets inside the 5. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 3. That will be a first down. It will be 1st and goal for Milton Union. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left. Oh, I think I am the scoreboard operator, got ahead of ourselves. They're saying it's third and inches.
Yeah, I already marked the first down, so they need to get it now.
And it reads 1st and goal on the scoreboard still as well. I thought he got it, but they say it is just short, and they have placed it just short of the 4-yard line. Foose gets the handoff. He not only gets a first down, but he dives his way into the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown run with 1:46 left in the fourth quarter.
My goodness.
And that should be the knockout bell there. Milton, again, as we have talked about, has shown good tenacity in this game. Credit Lehman for coming back not once but twice to make this a game. And credit Milton for each time keeping its cool and being able to make necessary plays to pull out ahead. Braden Shower's extra point attempt is good, and the Bulldogs extend their lead to 51-34 with 1:46 left in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I'm Brian Pilling alongside Chuck McBee. Milton Union has scored 14 straight and leads 51-34 after Lehman had pulled within 37-34 on a 3-yard touchdown run by Donovan O'Leary with 8:38 to go in this quarter. Lehman forced a punt and got the ball deep in its own territory. Then Donovan O'Leary had a ball pop loose. Mayfield recovered it and ran it in. And then Mayfield, on Lehman's next possession, intercepted a pass to set up that touchdown drive, which ended on a 3-yard run by Jordan Foos. And the end result is Milton has this in hand with 1 minute and 40 seconds left. Lehman would need two touchdowns and a field goal to tie it in 1:40. Donovan O'Leary back in to start the Cavaliers off at their own 28. He takes a snap, fires a quick pass out toward the visitor sideline to Devin Pride. Pride will be about 2 yards short of the first down, where they place it after he was forced out. Does stop the clock with 1:36 to go. O'Leary in the backfield. He takes the snap, fakes a pass, then fires another one off toward the visitor's sideline. He was looking for Evan O'Leary on that one. O'Leary unable to come up with it, so it will be third and two with 1:31 left.
33 passes now in the game. They have gotten no running game going at all tonight.
O'Leary in the backfield again. He takes the snap, fires a quick pass toward the visitor's sideline. It is at the feet of Devin Pride. That will bring up fourth down. Of course, in this situation, obviously, the Cavaliers will be going for it here. And the few runs that have been going were handoffs to Donovan O'Leary, Chuck, when Lehman put Lachey in at quarterback and had him hand off to O'Leary.
Yeah.
O'Leary with Pride in the backfield puts Lachey in motion. O'Leary keeps it himself, and they're busting his way through and sacking O'Leary right away for Milton Union.
Where is he?
We don't have him on our roster, I don't believe, Chuck.
It's number 20. And
that was a heck of a play.
He's had a good game for somebody that we don't know who he is.
Yeah, checking my other roster, don't have him in there as well. But that was a great sack, and it gives Milton the ball at its own 31. Lehman does have two timeouts, but you would think they will let the Bulldogs go in victory formation. And there is a knee. Again, coming up tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jack Kramer will be back, and he and Chuck will be over in Gahanna as Fort Laramie travels to Columbus Academy. Airtime that one at 6:25. Peyton Nichols is the young man who made that. A tremendous play by him. He is a senior running back and linebacker.
Well, he blew that
for Milton Union.
Blew that play up, boy. He tackled O'Leary and Pride at the same time.
Yes, he did. There is another knee by the Cavaliers. It's under 40 seconds to go. That will be the last knee the Bulldogs have to take, and it will end with Milton Union on top of Lehman Catholic, 51-34. We are going to pause for a break. When we come back, we will wrap it up and name our Clancy's stars of the game. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. Milton Union defeats Lehman Catholic 51-34 in a Three Rivers Conference opener. It's the first Three Rivers Conference game of the year. Not what Lehman Catholic wanted tonight. They can take some consolation out of the fact that they were able to come back not once but twice in this game and get back in it. Milton Union took an early 20-0 lead. Lehman pulled within 20-14. Then the Bulldogs took a 37-20 lead, and then Lehman pulled within 37-34 before Milton scored the last two touchdowns to earn a 51-34 victory. However, obviously, Milton Union has to be very pleased with this performance after losing in lopsided fashion the last 2 weeks. Milton started with a 27-12 win over National Trail, but lost 60-7 to Valley View and 35-14 to Oakwood the last 2 weeks. So the Bulldogs, with this 51-34 victory, move to 2-2 overall on the year. Lehman falls to 2-2 overall. Milton will travel to Troy Christian next week in Three Rivers Conference play, while Lehman again will travel to Castdown to play at Miami East on the Vikings' new turf field. Chuck, have you got everything squared away for our statistic recap here?
I've caught up, yep. Okay, Lehman ran the ball 21 times for only 77 yards, and 20 of that was on one play by O'Leary in the fourth quarter. Terrible throwing the ball percentage-wise. They were 10 of 34, but they had 198 yards, so that's almost 20 yards of completion. 275 total yards, 13 first downs, after no turnovers in the first half, three turnovers in the second half, counting the safety. On the other side, Milton ran the ball 50 times for 269 yards, 7-9 throwing it for 105, 374 total yards, 15 first downs, and they turned the ball over three times, all in the second half. So each team had a little trouble hanging on to the football, but it was an entertaining football game. Mike Clancy's players of the game. For Lehman, I'm going to go with Donovan O'Leary, and on the other side for Milton, Peyton Mayfield and Jordan Foose.
Peyton Mayfield and Jordan Foose, the Milton Clancy stars of the game. Donovan O'Leary, the Lehman Clancy's stars of the game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves it. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, where the Cavaliers have dropped a 51-34 deficit, lost to Milton Union. Milton Union moves to 2-2 on the season, but they are still undefeated in the TRC with this win tonight. They withstood a couple of Lehman comebacks. Lehman got it within 3 at 37-34, and then Milton Union wrapped it up with scoring the last 2 touchdowns of the game. Final score 51-34. Thanks for joining us tonight on Scores Broadcast. Tomorrow night, Jack and I will be at Columbus Academy, where the Fort Loramie will be taking on Columbus Academy, and Jack will be doing most of the talking, so I won't have to stumble over everything. But thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Columbus Academy. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency.
agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.